'Twas 11 days before Christmas, around 9:38 a.m., when 20 beautiful children stormed through Heaven's gate. Their smiles were contagious. Their laughter filled the air. They could hardly believe all the beauty they saw there. They were filled with such joy, they didn't know what to say. They remembered nothing of what had happened earlier that day. "Where are we?" asked a little girl, as quiet as a mouse. "This is heaven," declared a small boy. "We're spending Christmas at God's house." When what to their wondering eyes did appear? But Jesus, their Savior, the children gathered near. He looked at them and smiled, and they smiled just the same. Then he opened his arms and he called them by name. And in that moment was joy that only heaven can bring. Those children all flew into the arms of their King. And as they lingered in the warmth of his embrace, one small girl turned and looked at Jesus' face. And as if he could read all the questions she had, he gently whispered to her, "I'll take care of Mom and Dad." Then he looked down on earth, the world far below. He saw all of the hurt, the sorrow and woe. Then he closed his eyes and he outstretched his hand. "Let my power and presence re-enter this land. May this country be delivered from the hands of fools. I'm taking back my nation. I'm taking back my schools." Then he and the children stood up without a sound. "Come now, my children, let me show you around." Excitement filled the space. Some skipped and some ran, all displaying enthusiasm that only a small child can. And I heard him proclaim as he walked out of sight, "In the midst of this darkness, I am still the light."